Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're finishing up the chapter Into Action today. You'll find us on page 88, studying the last two paragraphs of that particular page, and this chapter begins with, "We alcoholics are undisciplined," and ends with, "The next chapter is entirely devoted to step 12. The readers are today Karen Z. for the 12 steps, Cheryl S. for the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous, and reading the text and support today would be Kara L., Vanessa G., and Cheryl S. if something else needs to be supported. Reading newcomers at the end of the meeting, you'll hear Carla C., and giving the announcements at the top of the hour, hopefully 2 minutes before, will be Shelley E. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting is 20366, 20,366. That will be June 20th, 2023, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And this morning's meeting, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, Wednesday the 21st, is 20374, 20,374. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And now I will now ask Karen Casey to please read those 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Melanie. Karen KZ, gratefully recovered in Missouri. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve.
Thank you, Karen Casey from Missouri. I will now ask Cheryl S. from Nevada to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Hey, good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Pass.
Thank you, Cheryl S. from Nevada. I appreciate the service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share what was written. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your share be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's, the one that's speaking, should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 88, paragraph 2. I'm going to read those last two paragraphs. Begins with, we alcoholics are undisciplined, and ends with, the next chapter is entirely devoted to step 12. And I would like to ask Kara L to please read those two paragraphs for us, those itty bitty ones there. Open up the discussion, and then we will open up to the remainder of the fellowship today. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Kara L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. We alcoholics are undisciplined, so we let God discipline us in the simple way we have just. But this is not all. This is not all. There is action and more action. Faith without works is dead. The next chapter is entirely devoted to step 12. Good morning, this is Kara L. from Long Beach, California, and recovered compulsive overeater. Such few lines and so much in each line. You know, first of all, it says, I'm undisciplined. Well, I thought I was disciplined because I am an ultra-organized person, and I thought I can control and line everything up in my life, and life would be fine. And all my control and all my manipulating got me to like one of my lowest spots in my life. And today I realized undisciplined for me today is not that my life isn't organized. Undisciplined for me today means that I don't take the time to connect with my higher power. That's what undisciplined means to me today. Did I sit down? Did I find time to invite a higher power into every situation? Did I stop in the day and say, God, I need your help here. I don't know what I'm doing. Am I disciplined enough to reach for something greater than myself? And that says, so, you know, we just let God help us in that way. God shows the way, right? Simple way. But then that's not all. There's action. I have to take, what do I have to do? Well, action and more action means to me, I have to work the steps. I have to move forward. You know, I have this visualization of like, God for me is behind a door. And the actions I take is so I can get to the door and I can open the door and invite God into my life. My higher power is always there behind that door. And what options do I have to do? Well, do I have things blocking me from my higher power? Are there boxes in my path are blocking the door? I have to clear away the wreckage of my past. I have to clear away things, and I have to open that door. And then how do I stay connected? Well, as we're going to see over the next week or so when we jump into the next chapter, you know, it's devoted to step 12, working with others. Am I bringing the spiritual life into every aspect of my life? Am I sharing it with others? And I could simply be bringing it in by just being a loving, compassionate person. You know, am I working with sponsees? Because that keeps me right back in the thick of things. You know, that keeps me present. We read earlier, you know, from the author of this book saying, hey, when things are going bad, what brings me back? Working with others. And I'm excited to start our next chapters, and I'm excited to hear from everybody today. And thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you, Carol, for getting us started this morning. You're going to find us on page 88, the last two paragraphs on that particular page to wrap up that chapter. If you're interested in sharing, we'd love to hear from you with your first name, first letter of your last name, and your state. And although we do value everyone's experience here, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might be able to have the experience of sharing as well. We do have a large size group here, thank God. So I'm ready to take some names.
Mo H.
Hey, Mo.
Rick E.
Rick E.
Cheryl S.
Robin P.
Robin P.
Elena C.
Kathleen.
Somebody C. Elena. Elena C. Okay.
Kathleen
did
O.
Did you get Cheryl S.?
Kathleen O. I did get Cheryl S. And Kathleen O. Let's wrap that up for this portion of those that will share, and we'll mix it up for the next go around. So I have Mo H., Rick E., Cheryl S., Robin P., Elena C., and Kathleen O. So, Mo H., will you kick it off for us? And Rick, you hang around. You're going to be next in three.
Certainly will. Thank you very much, Melanie. My name is Mo H. I'm a recovered compulsive eater and sugar addict in Walnut Creek, California. Oh, I agree with the first share. Very powerful three paragraphs, actually. It works. It really does. If I work it, yes, it's possible. And I am undisciplined. And before program, you know, I thought I was a very disciplined person, raising five children and, you know, having everybody in where they were supposed to be, dressed and, you know, fed. But my food was so undisciplined. Oh, my gosh. I was a grazer. I ate from the time I got up, and midnight was my cutoff. I never ate after that, but I was a grazer. No discipline. Three meals a day didn't even come into my mind, you know, until I got into program. And, you know, my food is very disciplined now, and that's with the help of God. I did not do that alone, with the help of a sponsor, with the help of all of you. So that's, you know, discipline. I get my discipline from God, just as I heard. You know, I go to God now with everything. You know, God, please show me your will for me today. I don't ask for what I want. I ask what is his or her or the Spirit's will for me today. And I'm sure some of you have heard this, but I have. If I take one step toward God by taking action, like a phone call or whatever, helping others, God runs toward me. It's I that put the block between me and God. When I put food into my mouth that is not on my food plan, I am blocking myself from God. When I start to control, I'm blocking myself from God. So I need to take that action. And, you know, faith comes through action. this is a very much an action program, and that's what we're going to hear in step 12, which is a very long chapter, but it gives us the directions of how do we work with others? How do we be with them? You know, this disease is mind over matter. It doesn't mind killing you, but you don't matter, you know? So I need to work every day. I need to start my day off with prayer, meditation, quiet time. It is in the silence that I hear God. I have to be silent. It is very important for that aspect of my life. I didn't have that. I was a church-going person, but, you know, prayers, yes. But meditation, being quiet, no. I was a mover all the time. Go, 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 go.
That'd be
so, yep. All right. With that, Melanie, I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mo H. Mo's from California. Next up is Rick E. for 3 minutes, followed by Cheryl S.
Hi, can I be heard?
Loud and clear. We'll let you know. You come in swinging, and we'll let you know.
Thanks. Rick E., compulsive in Ohio. So we let God discipline us. I have pretty much been telling God what I want. When are you going to heal me? When am I going to be healed? I want you to do what I want. And I am gradually beginning to learn that it takes as long as it takes. It is in God's time. It is not in my time. I have to keep working this program. The next paragraph says there is action and more action. Action, my sponsor told me, 3 meetings a day, outreach calls, service, meditation. I did not do that at all. Really, I did very little of that. And I even mentioned to my wife, I am being forced into a different type of life that I did not live before. But was my previous life really so great? No, it was not. Sitting around the house, take a nap after work, look at my phone, be of no service to nobody, watch Netflix, big deal, and keep on doing the same BS I did before and living a poor quality of life. The action, like I am realizing I'm being forced into a new and better, more busy life that is comprised of the big book and the steps. My sponsor did say to me, Rick, I told you what to do and what I do, but I don't think you're willing to do it. The more I learn now, the more I'm realizing how much I don't know. As I move forward in this program, I'm learning that I really know nothing, even though I'm learning a lot more than I did before. So I have to keep on keeping on. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. That's Rick. Okay, good. That's Rick E. from Ohio. Next up is Cheryl S. from Nevada, followed by Robin B. from Costa Rica. Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada. Grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And when I came back to OA about 2.5 years ago, and I was desperate, I went to OA.org and find a meeting. And I found a meeting that day, and I went to it. And it turned out that it was a very, very disciplined faction of OA. And I did exactly what it said. I took down a sponsor's name. I called her. She got me started. And basically, I was told, this is what you're going to eat. This is your food plan. And these other things, these are non-negotiable. You're going to make 3 phone calls a day. You're not going to speak on meetings until a certain time. I'm going to basically do the tools, and they were non-negotiable. And it worked. I lost weight. I got down to a normal weight. I did what they told me. But I spent the majority of my days in my head thinking, you're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. I was so defiant, but I was so desperate, and I did it. But I got to a point after 2 years where I couldn't maintain the abstinence, and I could maybe maintain it for 6 months at a time. And at the end of a 6 month period, I was like, is this recovery? Because something is missing. This is not what I thought this freedom was going to look like. And what I came to understand was that I had made the food plan and my non-negotiables my higher power. I didn't have a God. And so I ended up, I got directed to Vision for You. And through that, I was able to study the textbook of the Big Book. And I was able to find God and to find the freedom that I was looking for in recovery. And, you know, I say that it was just a coincidence that I found that meeting and 2.5 years ago. But it was no coincidence because I was so undisciplined and I had to learn the disciplines of the program before I was even ready to get down to the meat of the textbook. This is just my experience. So now, here's the beautiful, wonderful thing, is now I want to do the disciplines. You know, I wanted to investigate and find the perfect food plan. Thank you. I love the disciplines, and I'm just so thankful. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Cheryl S. from Nevada. Next up, Robin P. from Costa Rica, followed by Elena C. Hey, Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Melanie. Hi, I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And thank you, Melanie, for your service and everyone who makes this meeting possible. God bless everybody. Wow. You know, when I saw this, when I first came to the program, and it said, so we let God discipline us. And I grew up in so much child abuse that that word was not a good word for me. And I had to just reframe it that, you know, it's God's positive discipline. It's learning to have God the Father instead of the human father. And it was literally reprogramming myself through working the steps and letting God reprogram me through the steps and being of service to God and my fellows. And now I look at that and I don't wince, and that's a miracle. And it is all about action. You know, faith without works is dead. And for me, works without faith is dead too. You know, I just get to be on this faith walk. And, you know, we, one day at a time, we traveled through Europe for 3 months. We did 27 cities, 8 countries, and we were city shopping. And we're doing the same thing starting on the 30th of this month through the South U.S., Southern U.S. And for 3 months that we may extend. And we've planned everything meticulously again and where we're staying, how we're getting there. We've been looking at buying cars online, and because we want to live in the U.S. for half the year if it's God's will. And, you know, all of these actions, I practice these principles in all my affairs to the best of my ability, because all of these, I used to live with my head in the bowl by myself, alone, isolated with the food. I mean, for 7 years, and the grace of this program, and thank you so much, God, for Vision. You know, I live my life today one day at a time, and I can show up for life. And it's just a miracle. And, you know, and I care about other people and other things, and the 12 steps and sponsoring and being sponsored. It's just such a miracle of grace and mercy and second chances. And, you know, we're taking these two newly retired jungle dogs with us, and we've been having them trained, and they're coming with us as service dogs. I'm Jeff Blue. We love your prayers. All of this is because I have a heart. You know, I didn't want them to starve again, and we couldn't find a home for them here. And that's all this program and God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinence day. I pass.
Thank you, Robin P. Next up is Elena C., followed by Kathleen O., and then after Kathleen, we're going to open up the lines again. So hang tight for about 6 minutes. Good morning, Elena C., South Carolina.
Good morning. Yes, South Rainy, South Carolina. I spell my name E-L-E-N-A. So I like this very short message that I actually hear several messages. Action, action. Undiscipline, and just the disappearance of faith and the transformation of faith into my being at the center of the universe. And I have a lot to say about that. Like, this program is a program of action, as we all know. And, you know, it gave me a lot of hope when I hear, so if you do this, this is what you're going to get, because we all did. And, you know, I felt like if I could do something about it, then I get the results I want. And so the action of taking these beautiful steps of recovery to get a higher power, and then with the higher power to proceed to clear my side of the street, you know, show up in with other people whom I hurt and make an amend. Sorry, there's a lot of rain here. And and then pass it along to others. And, you know, my undiscipline was not necessarily I ate spontaneously or I overate. It was that in thoughts, I was judgmental, and then I acted up on that. So discipline for me right now is to be aware of my thoughts and give them to my higher power and ask my higher power to transform them in its timing, such as can I have a more tolerant view of these people? Because people do and say not because they're wonderful, it's because there's pain and suffering under that. And so my duty is that every person I come into contact with to behave as though they have God within. And sometimes they don't know they have God within, or they were not able to access God within because they did not have, they're not exposed to this action that they can be doing. And that I can just accept them for who they are, where they're at, and go about my day. And through my own, the action of being disciplined enough to practice what I learn is the best I could do for them, and that's faith. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Elena C. from South Carolina. Kathleen O., California, you're up for three, and then the lines will be open. Hey, you're going to find us on page 88 of the Big Book today, reading those last couple of paragraphs, beginning with "We Alcoholics Are Undisciplined," and ends with "The next chapter is entirely devoted to step 12." But for right now, we're going to listen to Kathleen O. before we open up the line. Hey, Kathleen.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, who shared this morning. Beautiful shares. Always good to be on the line with everyone. So Kathleen O., recovered compulsive overeater in California. So I like this definition of disciplined: showing a controlled form of behavior. And we're being told we're undisciplined. And I know when it comes to food, I am 100% undisciplined as far as ever being able to have a controlled form of behavior around food. Not going to happen. Step one, not going to happen for me in this lifetime. You know, I wake up every morning and I start off with asking God to divorce me from selfishness, self-seeking, dishonesty, resentment, and fear, and asking that I'm patient, kind, loving, tolerant, but I come from grace and self-control. And prior to coming into program, very undisciplined in those areas. Working these steps every day, working this program, it's been a huge change for me. You know, I've learned to pause. I've learned to, I don't have to be right. I don't have to argue with people. Even when things don't work out, I had to let someone go who was not doing a good job on a job that I was paying him for. But I was really kind about it. And, you know, I didn't have to be angry with him or make him wrong, or I just kindly was honest with him. And I even gave him a hug and said, sorry, this isn't working out. So in that sense, I have to keep doing this program. If I don't, I'm going to go back to my old ways. I feel like spiritually and emotionally, things have turned around for me where my life is amazing now because I don't have to do all that horrible behavior I was doing before that was making me miserable. And when it comes to the food, I have to keep doing what I do. You know, it's like I need to weigh and measure my food. I need to show up at this meeting and other meetings because if I don't, I'm going to forget. Unfortunately, that's how I'm wired. And do I want to show up every morning? Most of the time, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think, you know, listening to an audiobook would be better while I'm walking around with my dogs. But I do this because it's so important. It keeps me on track. And very grateful for all of you and Vision. Amazing. Love you all. Have a great day. I pass.
Thank you very much, Kathleen O. Okay, so folks are going to open up the lines now for additional comments. And we're sharing on the last two paragraphs on page 88 what the directions in the big book mean to us. If you give me your first name, the first letter of your last name, and your state, we can take another lineup this morning. And although we do value everyone's experience, please be sure that you haven't shared in the last 3 days if you're going to share again today so that, that others can share as well. Okay, I'm ready.
Sherry,
thank you.
Did I hear Sherry?
Tennessee.
Sherry L, and then something LC. I heard Jerry.
I need to back up again here
just a second. So I heard Sherry and I heard Jordan. But Sherry, what was the first initial of her last name?
L.
Gotcha. Okay, and I got Jordan L. And then I have Rocio. What's next? Who's next?
Shelly H.
Risha Q.
Shelly. Do I have Shelly H?
Kelly with a K.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you so
Risha
much for
Q.
clarifying that for me. Lisa? Oh, no.
No, Rita. Rita.
Rita. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Rita Q.
And let's go with that and see what the time does with us. That's 5 folks to share in the world here. And, if, of course, if there's any more time, I'll open up again. But based on my hearing, this is what I have today. Bear with me, please. Sherry L., Jordan L., Rocio, Kelly, and Rita. We'll start out with Sherry, please, for 3 minutes. And hang around there, Jordan, because you're going to be up in 3.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Sherry. I am a compulsive overeater and bulimic. You know, in thinking about this, I like to think about the line, we do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. And I do a little twist on the action here. When I first came into the program, my action was arranging life to suit myself. I did, and I'm not negating service work by any means, but I did so much service work, but it was all based out of my ego. I did it because I wanted to fit in. I wanted to belong. And it was all self-initiated. Like I didn't have a sponsor say, hey, why don't you go, you know, clean that coffee cup or move the chairs. It was all self-initiated. So I was still running on self-will. And honestly, I was exhausted. I remember calling a sponsor saying, I'm so tired. And the response was, well, no wonder you're tired. Self wears you out. Like all the service that I did was still based within myself. And so as I hear everybody talk about today action and more action, I think sometimes that I forget the things that are actions that I don't really consider actions, like surrender is an action, especially within this 11-step meditation is an action. Writing a gratitude list is an action. I journal every day. That is an action. Waiting is an action. Praying is an action. Not making a decision today is an action. So, you know, I try to do one day at a time, of course. And I just love, you know, that I can just ask God to help me be present in this day. And when it comes to, you know, if I'm asking God, please direct my, I just kind of sing song 86 if I don't have time. God, please direct my thinking today. Lead me, guide me, show me the way. And when I'm asking for that, for to lead me and to guide me and to show me the way, it turns out that there's people automatically put in front of me, or situations where I can help and be of service, you know, to others. And otherwise, you know, action, calling my sponsor and things like that. But I have to remember the gentle actions also, because I tend to just sort of blow them off or forget them. Like, I heard somebody say last night, for me, he said, for me, meditation is my feet. And I understand that. And I came in here like that. But through the years, I've prayed the prayer, God, please soften me. Thank you. And I realized that I don't always have to be scurrying around, that sometimes being still and just being in the presence of God or in the presence of a meeting is really helpful for me today. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Sherry L. from Tennessee. Next up is Jordan L. from Colorado. Good morning to you. MRCO, you'll be after Jordan. 3 minutes.
Thanks, Mel. thank you for moderating for us this morning, Melanie. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. Jeez, man, I had some distorted relations with the word discipline. I got to tell you guys, I associated discipline with like harsh words, shaming words, whooping or like a smack from someone trying to like get me in line, that kind of stuff. So I really had to like let go of those old ideas that I had about this word discipline, in order to like start reading this in a different way, like a spiritual way, right? Because that's what we're here for, is a spiritual experience. And I encourage this now in others as well, because way back in We Agnostics, it tells us very explicitly that there's terms used in this book that are spiritual in nature. And it encourages each individual to ask themselves what those terms mean to them. That's kind of like how this spiritual, this God personal to me, that's how I create this relationship with this God that's personal to me. So I had to let go of some old warped ideas that I had about this word, and get some new ideas. And so I guess like the new ideas that I have now is, I was undisciplined in my thinking. My thoughts, if I let my mind do the driving, like my thoughts can really go crazy and I can waste hours up in my head in like total fantasy. So I had to start using meditation in a way that helped me learn to discipline my thoughts, to become aware of them, to start like seeking their origin in some cases, and to to practice not being so attached.
That was your time.
So I guess that's it then. Thanks for letting me share.
You're welcome, Jordan. Thanks so much. Next up is Rocio for 3 minutes, followed by Kelly.
Hi there. Good morning. This is Rocio C. from California. Thank you for all your shares. I am currently now in LA doing, I will be assisting for a retreat. And, you know, the word for discipline, right? Undisciplined, that's a big one for me. I grew up in a household where from a very, very young age, we were exploited to doing, you know, physical labor in the home. It was day in, day out. We were cleaning, we were ironing, cooking, you name it. And throughout the years, I became very undisciplined when I became independent and moved out from my parents' house. And I believe that my undisciplined ways were kind of a big F you to my mom. But the only person that I was hurting was myself. And when I joined OA, I was not willing to follow directive, not willing to, you know, listen to a sponsor. And that got me into trouble. It was not until I came back a couple months back and I had this very aha breakthrough moment that is, you know, from my God, that basically said, you know, if you want freedom, you have to follow directions. You have to do the work and do what your sponsor says. And that was a big stretch. That was a huge stretch because every time, you know, you don't tell me what to do. That's been my big wounding throughout my years, right? You don't get to tell me what to do. I know best. So when I'd be with my sponsor and receiving directions, and I'd be so triggered. So I learned to, you know, to do the work and sit through those emotions that were coming through and heal some of that wounding from my childhood. And sometimes there's days where I don't feel like prepping meals all day. But I do it because it is providing me the freedom. So structure for me now is freedom. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Rocio C. from California. Next up, Kelly H. for 3 minutes.
Good morning. This is Kelly H. from North Carolina. Thank you so much for your service, for all the sharing and all the listening. And I'm really blessed. I'm sitting here this morning. I am a compulsive overeater. I have been struggling with relapse probably for the better part of the last 16 months, 1-6. But today is day two, and I'm in the program. In this paragraph, we alcoholics are undisciplined. I really resonate with previous shares that talked about, you know, I am a service junkie myself. I have had the habit of saying yes to things, then later kind of regretting it, and then kind of resentingly fulfilling my obligations. Or I back completely out of things and just sit on the couch and watch Netflix until I feel guilt and shame about that, and then I step back in. And so this paragraph reminds me that when it comes to my soul, I want to jump in with my both feet. I mean, all in. I'm an all-in kind of person. And whether that's doing an action or whether that's doing a relapse, I'm an all-in kind of person. And it's really embarrassing and horrible when I get to that place where I see how that's actually affecting the loved ones I have in my life. And I've come by a phrase through other studies that I've been doing outside of program, and I'm applying it to my own situation. It's that ecology of recovery, and where one thing is always going to lead to another thing, basically. So if I'm working the 12 steps all in, if I'm working the 12 steps, I mean, that action isn't crazy. It's God action. It is like faith. It is which isn't necessarily easy, but it's simpler. It's more peaceful. The outcomes of it kind of flower out. I mean, and it's gorgeous, and it allures people. It makes people look at my life and say, hey, she's not perfect, but anyways, thank you for hearing me, and I'm grateful. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kelly H. from North Carolina. Glad you're here. Probably the last share for the day will be Rita Q., depending on how the time goes. Good morning to you.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for doing service. My name is Rita Q., recovered in the UK. Yeah, this paragraph is fantastic. I love it because it's so simple and so small, but just packs a punch. I couldn't believe I was undisciplined. I had a good job. You know, I had a house, had a husband. Everything looked simple, you know, perfect. But that wasn't the case. I had no self-control when it came to food. I was completely undisciplined. I just couldn't manage it. And one of my favorite lines in the book is, faith without works is dead. But to get faith, I have to surrender. And to surrender, I have to surrender to something, and that has to be a higher power. And to have the higher power, I have to have a relationship. And, you know, I often think, if the higher power was my husband or wife, for example, how much time am I spending with them? How much time do I spend with them every day to get to that point? And I was reminded of that this morning. I was laying in bed. I had gone to an Upon Awakening meeting, and then I was starting to meditate. And as I was meditating, the various lists that were coming into my head, and I was batting them out again. And it's that discipline, it's that consistency will trump intensity for me. I have to keep doing the same thing. I have to wake up in the morning, put my feet in the ground, and start step one. And make sure, you know, by the end of the day, I finish in 12. And it just is one big circle of that every day for me. Because if I don't work this, if I take a breath, then that undisciplinedness will come in, you know. And it's so true about, you know, higher power is always there. It's just, you know, addiction is the only disease with a key on the inside. And, you know, I have to unlock the door and meet my higher power. And I have to say please in the morning and thank you at night, and everything in between has got to be, you know, committed to working this, practicing the principles in all my affairs. Because without this, I'm sunk. I'm back in that state of being completely undisciplined. Everything goes. A little bit extra of this, a little bit more of that, and everything starts to go. My relapse didn't start the last time, 4 years ago, whatever. Didn't start with, you know, me putting something in my mouth. It started with me not going to the meetings, me not showing up, not really, you know, working with sponsees, not really putting my heart into it. So I really, really love this, because I need this discipline. I need this instruction booklet. I need this big book, because I need to know what I'm doing day in and day out to keep me on the right path and to be doing God's work. Because if not, it's my show. And I'm telling you, if I'm running, it really is a shit show. So I'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Melanie. Pass.
Thank you so much, Rita Q. Appreciate that share. Nice way to wrap up the sharing portion of the meeting. And we will continue on with our meeting in a few minutes, but we're going to make this recorded time a nice, neat little package, but hang with us until the top of the hour. We will now close this portion of the recorded meeting by reading the Big Book on page 164, and then we'll follow that by the Serenity Prayer, as well as greeting newcomers and giving you some announcements. I would like to ask Vanessa G., please, to read. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Star one, Vanessa, real quick, please.
Thank you, Melanie. My name is Vanessa G., and I am recovered from compulsive overeating in New Mexico. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you. and keep you until then.